My name is Josh Rivera, and you're listening to Punchlines, where we pick a theme and put together the best late-night jokes. From the Nunes memo to the Dow Jones dipping, President Trump had a busy weekend. And don't forget, we're still supposed to congratulate him for his State of the Union address. Otherwise, you could be facing accusations of treason. Watch as late-night comics Trevor Noah, Seth Meyers, Jimmy Kimmel, and Stephen Colbert go over Trump's latest.
So, after weeks of teasing, Donald Trump and the Republicans finally released the memo. And according to Trump, it accomplished everything that he said it would.
President Trump claiming the Republican memo from the House Intelligence Committee that he declassified actually clears him. This memo totally vindicates Trump in probe, he tweeted.
Now, to be fair, he doesn't say which Trump is vindicated. Yeah, Tiffany could be totally innocent here. And look, Trump has every right to be happy, right? He says this memo completely destroys the Russia investigation, which means that Robert Mueller must be fired and also tried for treason. Why not? Yeah? Let's try for treason.
While he brags about his score on a screening test, Trump is also bragging that the release of a disputed and deeply misleading memo written by House Republicans exonerates him in the Russia probe. The memo was called inaccurate by his own hand-picked FBI director, and yet, after the memo was released, Trump lashed out at his critics in the Oval Office, although his take on the memo itself was super vague.
I think it's terrible. You want to know the truth? I think it's a disgrace. What's going on in this country, I think it's a disgrace. The memo was sent to Congress. It was declassified. Congress will do whatever they're going to do. But I think it's a disgrace what's happening in our country. And when you look at that, and you see that, and so many other things, what's going on, a lot of people should be ashamed of themselves, and much worse than that. So I sent it over to Congress. They will do what they're going to do. Whatever they do is fine. It was declassified. And let's see what happens.
Do that things. Based on the way Trump talks about the memo, one thing is clear. He definitely didn't read the memo.
Look out. President Trump took some time to congratulate the Super Bowl champions on Twitter last night. And then this morning, he was right back to work, lashing out at the ranking Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee. He wrote, "Little Adam Schiff, who is desperate to run for higher office, is one of the biggest liars and leakers in Washington, right up there with Comey, Warner, Brennan, and Clapper. Adam leaves closed committee hearings to illegally leak confidential information. Must be stopped." And this is disappointing for me because whenever Donald Trump comes up with a new nickname, I get excited. It's the one thing he's actually really good at. But Little Adam Schiff, that's the best you got? It's not even new. You already used Little on Marco Rubio. It's Little Marco Rubio. It's not Little Adam Schiff. He finally starts recycling, and this is how he does it. And meanwhile, the stock market got... Thanks, everybody.
Remember when Donald Trump told us we'd be tired of winning? Well, evidently, the stock market is exhausted. Because after losing 666 points on Friday, Monday said, "Hold my beer." And today posted the greatest single same-day drop in stock market history, 1,600 points. Now, by the end, the Dow closed down almost 1,200 points, erasing its gains for the entire year. Stock market is just like the rest of us. It spent January working on improving itself. Then in February said, "F*** it." Yeah.
The president says a lot of things that aren't true, but this might be the words you are about to hear might be the most blatant, brazen, almost magnificent fabrication ever to come out of his orange mouth.
You know, you can work hard, but if you don't have the right leader setting the right tone, in all fairness, I'm not even saying, I am non-braggadocious.
It's non-braggadocious. It's funny because it's not true.
Are you really the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, or did they just give you that title as a joke and it just stuck? You know, like when you get a turtle and name him Speedy. So what has Nunes gotten in return for carrying Trump's water and staking his career and reputation on the outcome of the Russia investigation? He got what everyone who helps Trump gets, a tweet.
The president tweeted today praising Devin Nunes, a Republican on the House Intelligence Committee, saying, "Representative Devin Nunes, a man of tremendous courage and grit, may someday be recognized as a great American hero for what he has exposed and what he has had to endure."
I'm sorry, but Devin Nunes will not be remembered as a hero. Nunes isn't Sully. He's one of the birds that got sucked into the engine.
State of the Union, Trump was pretty upset that the Democrats weren't clapping for him as much as the Republicans were.
Honestly, it was bad energy. No, it was bad energy. You're up there, you've got half the room going totally crazy, wild, and you have the other side, even on positive news, really positive news, like that, they were like death and un-American. Un-American. Somebody said treasonous. I mean, yeah, I guess why not? Can we call that treason? Why not?
Yeah, not clapping for you isn't treason. But don't worry, Mr. President, you could find out the exact definition of treason pretty soon.
Yeah, folks, they hated everything about me. I've never seen anything like it. It was like I walked into a room full of Melanias.
And to watch Punchlines online, go to opinion.usatoday.com. While you're there, vote for your favorite joke from today's show.